13 Stoic Lessons on How to Know If Someone Is Using You. Stoicism. Have you ever been in a relationship when you felt as though you would be giving more than you would be getting? Just as your time, money, or resources are running out without any kind of return offering. Stoic philosopher Epictetus said, "It is not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Recognizing the signs of being used is not about cynicism, but about self-preservation and the cultivation of virtuous relationships. Today's session will explore the wisdom of Stoicism in order to provide you 13 essential insights that will enable you to decide whether someone is mistreating you. Let's look at the subtle signs and practice strengthening our discernment to protect your peace and well-being. If you would want further information about personal development, self-improvement, and living a life more fulfillingly, kindly click the subscribe option below. Lesson number one, one-sided give and take. In a good relationship, giving and receiving should be in balance, often likened to a scale. In Stoic philosophy, the idea of balance is rather anchored. Any relationship's longevity and fulfillment depend on this equilibrium. It is not merely a matter of doing good, it is also a matter of doing good to the right people, said eminent Stoic philosopher Seneca with incisive observations. This directly leads to our efforts being appreciated and returned, which implies that we act with caution. When the scales tip significantly in one direction, and you are constantly investing more time, money, emotional support, or material resources than you get, an imbalanced dynamic is highly suggested. This is rather convincing proof that the dynamic is not balanced. This disparity could be subtle and is usually hidden by promises of future reciprocation or the belief that your efforts are much appreciated. Conversely, the whole impact of such an imbalance might be negative for your general good health as well as for your sense of self-worth. Consistent self-sacrifice is seen in putting the needs of others first over your own without returning any thought. Regular promises of future payments without any specific action being done to fulfill such commitments. The feeling of emotional depletion is that which follows from experiencing events, tiredness and emptiness. When you put other people's needs first in order to meet theirs, you are neglecting your own. One often feels underappreciated, that is, as though their efforts are being taken for granted. Giving to one side over time might produce resentment can be shown by anger aimed at the person who has profited from your generosity. Burnout is the mental and physical exhaustion brought on by relentless giving. Low self-esteem include emotions of inadequacy or exploitation. Disappointments in expectations define relationships in terms of more conflict and distance. A key component of the Stoic philosophy was that one should live in line with nature and reason. One aspect of this is realizing circumstances that compromise your general well-being and health are unfavorable. Returning to the community is a great project, but it should not be done at the price of one's own gratification and sense of success. Seneca also said of, "The greatest wealth is to live content with little." This suggests that contentment of one's own heart and the capacity to feed oneself define real prosperity rather than any worldly possession or other people's approbation. First, understanding of the mechanics of one-sided giving and the possible consequences of such giving can help you to develop a better approach to relationships. This strategy will encourage in the relationship reciprocity, respect, and personal well-being. Lesson number two, lack of genuine interest. Real interaction requires on both sides curiosity and empathy as basic ingredients. Relationships grow out of common experiences, open communication, and mutual encouragement. Saying, "The best way to find out if you can trust somebody is to trust them," the Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius made a vital remark. Conversely, trust is a two-way road whereby both sides must make investments. It is rather evident that the dynamic between you and that individual is not totally balanced when one person shows a continuous lack of interest in your life, ideas, and emotions. Although everyone has different degrees of extroversion and introversion, a pattern of disengagement that lasts for a long time can be a warning indicator. Many times, this behavior aligns with an expectation of your whole attention, which causes a power imbalance whereby your needs are always pushed to the side. Their experiences, thoughts, and aspirations define the interactions most of the time. Hence, the focus is mostly on those aspects. A superficial interest is a pretended curiosity in the lack of real participation. Not enough research, only a few questions about your life, work, or challenges. You are neglecting your perspective when you discount or reject your own ideas and emotions. One-sided support can be seen in helping someone just for their benefit. For instance, a lack of actual interest can produce people who feel alienated and misinterpreted develop emotional isolation. Low self-esteem shows in confusing your own value and worth. Resilience is shown by anger aimed at another person. Dependency is the process of learning one's value via outside approval. In strained relationships, the increasing alienation and detachment. Emphasizing the need of living in line with nature and reason, Stoicism is a philosophical posture. According to Stoic philosophy, real connection is based on mutual respect, understanding, and financial help. Though one must be self-sufficient, it is equally vital to build relationships with significance. Marcus Aurelius noted too, "Everything that occurs is either endurable or not. You should try to tolerate it if you can. Should it be intolerable, you could stop to exist, since the thing that kills you is likewise beyond your ability to bear." This implies that you should approach relationships with a clear brain, able to see when they stop serving your well-being. If you can identify the signs of a lack of actual interest and understand the possible consequences of such behavior, you may maintain your emotional well-being and nurture relationships grounded on mutual respect and empathy. Lesson number 3, inconsistent availability. Dependability is the backbone of trust. It is its basis. When the people engaged in a partnership can rely on one another consistently, a sense of security and stability grows inside the marriage. Conversely, the lack of this consistency could point to a more basic issue inside the dynamic. It is not what happens to you that matters. What matters is how you react to it, advises Stoic philosopher Epictetus in a cautions note. We expose ourselves in a perhaps perilous situation when we entrust our personal pleasure or emotional well-being to other people. Any major change in the availability of a person depending on their needs should cause one to rethink the nature of the relationship. Their inconsistency could be a reflection of their priorities rather than a gauge of their esteem of you. Having selective availability means being gone when you need it, yet present when others demand something. Reluctant commitments entail difficulty keeping promises or implementing strategies with effectiveness. Frequent cancellations include explanations for not being available or last-minute changes made. One lacks follow-up when one ignores books or calls when they are not the main focus of attention. Emotional inconsistency is shown in changing between a warm and apathetic state of mind. One's emotional well-being may be very much influenced by intermittent availability. Uncertainty in connection to the relationship and the other person's commitment is the range of feelings one experiences. One of the self-esteem problems is uncertainty regarding your own value and relevance. The lack of dependability of the other person causes animosity to grow toward them. Emotional instability can be seen in the experience of mood swings brought on by uneven support. Trust problems will refer to issues with depending on the other person in the future. Stoicism stresses on inner peace and independence. While seeking company and support is natural, it is also vital to develop a strong sense of autonomy. Moreover, Epictetus noted that the most important task in life is to make a difference between what is and is not under our control. We must realize that our mental stability depends on our not being able to control the behavior of other people. Once you understand the trends of irregular availability and the probable influence it could have, you will be able to protect your emotional well-being and build relationships based on mutual respect, reliability, and trust. Lesson number 4. Excessive demands. The foundations of good relationships have always been respect and consideration for each other. Both sides should have the experience of being valued and helped, even without feeling overtaken or exploited. One strong sign that the dynamic between two people is uneven is if one person constantly sets irrational expectations on the time, effort, or resources of another. Saying these lines, "It is not the man who has little, but the man who craves more, that is poor." Stoic philosopher Seneca gave a major insight into this subject. This finding suggests that true prosperity is more found in happiness and moderation than in worldly objects. Someone is continuously trying to grab more from you without considering the limitations you have put on yourself, demonstrating a kind of poverty, albeit emotional one. Constant requests are those demands made on a frequent basis for your time, money, or energy resources. Ignoring your boundaries will mean ignoring your constraints or the discomfort you are going through. Being entitled makes one assume they have permission to make use of your resources. Reciprocity, defined as getting little or no assistance in return, is lacking. One is said to be overwhelmed when they are continuously stressed and anxious. Your health could suffer from too high expectations, including the following. Burnout is the mental and physical exhaustion brought on by so much giving. One instance of irritation is growing anger toward the person making the requests. Neglect of self-care is the state in which one puts the needs of others before of own. Low self-esteem examples include emotions of inadequacy or exploitation. Disappointments in expectations define relationships by more conflict and distance. Maintaining your health and well-being throughout this period depends on you establishing and respecting definite boundaries. This result depends on you clearly expressing your expectations and limitations in a polite yet forceful way. Remember always that saying no is more about self-preservation than of selfishness. Emphasizing the need of living in line with nature and reason, Stoicism is a philosophical posture. This means accepting your constraints and setting personal guidelines and limits. This is an instance of living in line with Stoic values when you put your own well-being first, not of selfishness. Seneca also noted, "The greatest wealth is to live content with relatively little." This suggests that true satisfaction comes from inside, not from the acquisition of outer possessions or the acceptance of outside validation. Knowing the warning signals of too high demands and the need of setting limits can help you to protect your well-being and build good connections. Lesson number 5. Lack of appreciation. Healthy and meaningful relationships are mostly dependent on gratitude which can be described as the acceptance and appreciation of what one owns. To honor another person's efforts, sacrifices, and contributions is to pay respect to them. When gratitude is absent from a relationship, one can experience devaluation and rage. Stoic philosopher Epictetus offered a perceptive remark: "It is not what you suffer that defines you, but how you suffer it." This implies that our reaction to the adversity, that is, not the difficulty itself, but rather our transformation in response to it. The implication is that, in the framework of human relationships, it is normal to experience hurt or disappointment when our efforts are disregarded. Yet the reaction we have to this situation is what is really crucial. You are routinely taken for granted, and your efforts go unnoticed most of the time. You suffer from a lack of recognition, and your acts and sacrifices are hardly acknowledged or valued. Comparatively to others, your own efforts will seem less successful when you compare them to those of another individual. What we mean when we discuss feeling undervalued is a persistent belief that your efforts are not appreciated. Emotional distance refers to the increasing estrangement brought about by a lack of gratitude. Your mental health may suffer greatly if your attempts and gestures of kindness are always ignored. A sensation of less propensity to go the extra mile defines diminished motivation. When we discuss regret, we imply the growth of resentment toward the person who is unappreciative. Low self-esteem makes one doubt their own value and worth. Emotional withdrawal is the process of separating oneself from suffering by means of emotional distance. Unappreciated efforts lead to rising stress and conflict in strained relationships. While it is important to accept situations in which your efforts are not being sufficiently valued, equally important is developing a thankfulness inside your own life. By means of appreciation, you can refocus your attention from the things you lack to the things you do have. Living in line with two principles, nature and reason, is highly valued in Stoic philosophy. This covers appreciating the basic relevance of gratitude, as well as the interdependence of everything. One can achieve the development of harmony and community by appreciating the efforts of others, though you cannot control the behavior of other people. You can manage your response to their behaviors. Developing gratitude helps you to keep your emotional stability and create more solid and fulfilling relationships. Lesson number 6: Boundary violations. The building blocks of good partnerships are mutual respect and understanding. One of the key elements of this basic respect is honoring each other's own limitations. These limitations are the invisible lines guiding our comfort zones, restrictions, and expectations. They help us to define our standards. This is a clear sign of a poisonous relationship that can undermine well-being and self-esteem, and results from someone often ignoring these limits. Saintly philosopher Marcus Aurelius said, "The best revenge is to live happily." From this vantage point on the current topic, it is convincing. Considering everything, it seems that focusing on one's own pleasure and well-being is the most effective approach to react to disrespect instead of exacting retribution. Making personal peace and fulfillment your first concern can help you to recover your power and show resilience. Denying your wishes or preferences, sometimes referred to as negating your boundaries. An invasion is any emotional or physical trespass into one's personal space. Applying pressure on you means coercion or manipulation meant to force you to see things differently. One instance of oversharing is revealing personal information without permission for the person. Participating in disrespectful behavior could mean using insults, harsh language, or criticism. When your boundaries are regularly violated, your psychological and emotional well-being may suffer greatly. As the following examples show, stress and anxiety are typified by a sense of on-edge and powerlessness. One's own value and worth becomes questioned when one loses self-esteem. The emergence of animosity and contempt directed toward the boundary violator. Separating oneself for self-protection implies cutting off social ties. Trust problems refer to the incapacity to rely on other people going forward. Maintain open lines of communication. Make sure your needs and expectations are expressed in a clear, forceful way. Indicate maximum values. Find out what kinds of actions are appropriate and unacceptable. Enforcing restrictions and acting with consequences in mind in case those limitations are broken is crucial. We should engage in self-care. Giving activities encouraging resilience and well-being top priority is crucial. Talk to trusted friends or relatives about your experiences to try to obtain assistance. The Stoic philosophy stresses morality, reason, and self-discipline. Setting and maintaining limits is one kind of self-discipline that shows regard for others and oneself. If you give your personal well-being and happiness top importance, you can embrace the Stoic ideal of living in line with nature. Remember that your health is quite important. When people see boundary violations and act to protect their personal space, they can empower themselves to lead a more real and significant life. Lesson number 7. Guilt tripping. Guilt is a multifaceted feeling that can be both beneficial and detrimental to individual well-being. It is possible for it to act as a catalyst for personal growth and positive transformation when it is used in the appropriate manner. On the other hand, when guilt is used as a tool for manipulation, it can become a weapon that can be used to control and abuse other people. In many cases, individuals who participate in guilt tripping take advantage of the basic human desire to want to assist and care for other people. They can exaggerate their requirements or their tragedies, which would make you feel obligated to help them. Because it frequently attempts to use your capacity for empathy and compassion, this strategy can be especially sneaky and deceptive. A good observation made by Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, is that what happens to you is not what matters. What matters is how you react to it. In light of this, it may be deduced that our total well-being is determined by how we react to difficulties that arise from the outside world. Maintaining emotional resilience and responding with clarity and assertiveness are essential whenever one is confronted with methods that involve guilt tripping. Utilizing guilt as a means of forcing you to act against your will is an example of emotional blackmail. Needs that are exaggerated are those that are exaggerated in order to elicit sympathy. Posing as a defenseless victim in order to induce feelings of guilt is an example of victimhood. Refusing to show affection or communicate as a form of discipline is known as silent treatment. Gaslighting is the practice of inducing self-doubt by challenging your view of reality. Your mental health may suffer if you are subjected to guilt tripping, which can have the following negative effects. Loss of self-esteem include feelings of inadequacy or selfishness. Anger directed toward the manipulator is referred to as resentment. the feeling of being overburdened and fatigued as a result of continual giving. Struggling to articulate your wants and limits can be a sign of difficulty in defining boundaries. The practice of putting the requirements of others ahead of one's own personal requirements. Recognize your own habits of guilt and shame. This contributes to self-awareness. Being assertive means express your feelings and boundaries in a clear and concise manner. Comprehending the viewpoint of the other person while not surrendering your own requirements is an example of empathy with boundaries. Put your well-being and emotional health at the forefront of your priorities during self-care. Establishing explicit limits on what you're willing to do while setting boundaries is an important step. Maintaining stronger connections and protecting yourself from manipulation are both possible if you are able to recognize the strategies of guilt tripping and develop emotional resilience. Make sure you don't feel guilty about putting your personal wants and well-being first. It is quite okay to do so. Lesson number 8. Emotional blackmail. Emotional blackmail is a particularly insidious form of manipulation that involves using threats, ultimatums, or guilt to control another person's behavior. It's a toxic dynamic where one person's emotional well-being is held hostage to manipulate the other. The Stoic philosopher Seneca offered a profound insight into this issue when he wrote, "It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that things are difficult." This means that often our challenges are not due to external circumstances, but rather our own fear of taking action. In the context of emotional blackmail, this fear of losing the relationship or facing negative consequences can paralyze us, making it difficult to assert our needs and boundaries. Threats of withdrawal, threatening to end the relationship or withhold affection. Ultimatums, demanding compliance with specific conditions or facing consequences. Guilt and shame, making you feel responsible for the other person's unhappiness. Isolation, threatening to cut off contact or social support. Degaslighting, questioning your reality to make you doubt yourself. Being subjected to emotional blackmail can have devastating consequences: loss of self-esteem, feeling worthless and incapable of making decisions, fear and anxiety, constant worry about the other person's reactions, people-pleasing behavior, prioritizing the other person's needs over your own. Isolation, withdrawing from social support to protect the relationship. Depression and anxiety, long-term emotional distress. To break free from the cycle of emotional blackmail, it's essential to develop assertiveness, self-awareness, recognize your own patterns of people-pleasing and fear. Setting boundaries. Clearly communicate your limits and expectations. Building self-esteem. Develop a strong sense of self-worth. Seeking support. Talk to trusted friends or family about your situation. Creating a safety plan. Develop a plan for leaving the relationship if necessary. Remember, you deserve to be treated with respect and dignity. Emotional blackmail is a form of abuse, and it's essential to prioritize your well-being. By developing assertiveness and setting boundaries, you can reclaim your power and create healthier relationships. Lesson number 9. Lack of reciprocity in support. A real connection cannot be without self-sufficiency. A good relationship is defined by a dynamic of give and take, in which both sides offer emotional support, direction, and an ear open to listen. Should this balance be disrupted, and one person constantly provides assistance without getting the same degree of reciprocation, this is a clear sign that the connection in issue is unstable. Stoic philosopher Epictetus underlined the need of realizing what facets of our life are under our influence and what ones escape our grasp. We cannot decide how other people will behave, even if we can regulate our own behavior and responses. We must recognize this fact for our own mental health in the framework of relationships. This is the habit of regularly offering emotional support, direction, or an ear to listen without expecting the same degree of return-oriented care. Unreciprocated assistance is helping another person with their problems or responsibilities without getting help in return. Constant giving without receiving is causing emotional tiredness that results in exhaustion. No matter how many times you make your offers of help or support, they are sometimes overlooked or dismissed. One of the main reasons one feels underappreciated is realizing your contributions are not recognized. An uneven support system may cause negative effects on your mental well-being. One instance of resentment is growing bitterness at someone who does not return the favor. Lowering your self-esteem implies challenging your own value and worth. The weight of constant giving makes one tired and overloaded. One must create emotional space to protect oneself from more suffering. Unacknowledgments of contributions cause more stress and conflict in relationships. Maintaining good relationships depends on finding a balance between giving and getting. Consider your criteria. Make it quite evident that you desire help in return. Establish limitations. Your degree of help for the other individual should be kept to a minimum. Look out for yourself. Your first concern should be your own emotional state. Get help from other individuals. Create a support system different from the non-balanced partnership. Think of the following re-evaluation. Review if it would be wise to keep the relationship going. Remember that you are deserving of living in partnerships where you feel valued and supported. If you can identify the signs of an unequal support system and work to create a more fair dynamic across the system, your emotional well-being can be safeguarded and stronger relationships can be formed. Lesson number 10. Focus on your flaws. One's self can be developed much in part by means of constructive criticism. It presents chances for personal development and improvement. On the other side, criticism has the power to undermine one's self-esteem and lead to a bad opinion of oneself when it starts to be a constant and dominating presence. When the Stoic philosopher Epictetus asserted that men are disturbed not by things, but by the views which they take of things, he offered a great point of view on this subject. This suggests that our interpretation of the happenings in the outside world shapes our emotional condition rather than any other factor. Constant criticism calls for us to examine our own opinions and ideas about who we are. Constantly negative behavior is characterized as a continuous attention on one's own shortcomings. One lack of appreciation is ignoring your achievements and traits. Public humiliation would be seen in criticizing you in front of other people. Gaslighting is the process of challenging your view of reality to undermine your confidence. Unrealistic expectations, setting standards that are difficult to reach. Continuous criticism can seriously impair your sense of value. Low self-esteem is typified by thoughts of inadequacy and unworthiness. A typical sign of both anxiety and depression is a hopelessness and despair. One person pleasing behavior is always seeking compliments in order to evade criticism. Isolation is the act of separating oneself from social events. Lack of faith in one's own judgment could cause problems forming decisions. Developing resilience will help you to protect your feeling of self-worth from the effects of critical comments. Showing oneself warmth and empathy always is what self-compassion is all about. Getting rid of bad ideas. Call the accuracy of the negative remarks under doubt. Focus on your strong points. Acknowledge and value your abilities. Specify your limitations. Limit the time you spend among crucial people. Seek help. Get surrounded by people that are positive and motivating. Remember that the value you have as a human being is not determined by the views of other people. One can build a more strong sense of self-worth and negotiate hardships with more confidence by means of the development of self-compassion and resilience. Lesson number 11. Sudden changes in behavior. Consistency is the cornerstone if you wish any connection to grow based on trust. You should approach the situation carefully. If someone's behavior toward you changes significantly and without any reason, if these surprising changes took place, there could be underlying issues or lack of genuineness. Stoic philosopher Seneca offered a great realization on how to approach and solve such issues. "It is not what you suffer, but how you suffer it," he remarked. This suggests that our resilience and fortitude are rooted in our reaction to the difficulties we come across rather than in the difficulties themselves. When one is confronted with behavior that is contradictory, keeping emotional balance and tackling the issue with clarity become absolutely vital. Dramatic mood swings between affection and apathy are those which occur quickly. Consistent in communication are regular changes between openness and isolation. Reliable behavior means not breaking promises given to others or neglecting obligations. Examples of secretive behavior are keeping back knowledge or adopting a protective posture. One definition of dishonesty is inconsistency or lying that comes under notice. An abrupt change in conduct can generate a feeling of uncertainty and instability. Confusion and anxiety could follow from difficulty understanding the other person's rationales. Trust questions demand for dependability and integrity of the partnership to be questioned. Emotional roller coasters are those experiences of rapid swings in mood and emotions. Low self-esteem people could feel inadequate or responsible for the behavior of others. Separating oneself from others involves abstaining from social events in order to guard oneself. The conversation is open. Express your worries even while you keep your cool. It is said to be setting boundaries when one imposes limitations on permissible behavior. Talking about the situation with trustworthy friends or family members is one approach to obtain support. Pay attention to your gut sensations to be trusting your intuition. Considering the relationship, one can determine whether the cooperation is constructive and healthy or not. Remember also that you are deserving of consistent and respectful treatment. If the behavior of another person is causing you emotional pain, think of giving your own well-being top attention. Open communication and well-defined limitations help you to safeguard yourself and build better connections. You should remember that one might acquire the ability of judgment. If you can identify these signs and apply the Stoic philosophy, you might avoid yourself from being used and create relationships based on mutual respect and care.